At CSUN 2011, this is Michael Off, and I caught up with Caroline in person here from Code Factory. Of course, we spoke pretty recently. You should listen to Tech Chat 93. We talked about your mobile accessibility for Android. But you also come out with a new product for Symbian, right? You have the...
Yeah. Hello, Michael. That's a pleasure to meet you in person.
Yes. Always nice to meet in person.
So, yeah, we just released today the new version of Mobile Speak for Symbian, the version 5.0. The main highlights is support for Symbian 3. So it supports the Nokia E7, which is a very professional-oriented phone with a very nice QWERTY keyboard, but also the Nokia N8, the C7, and the C6. And there's a new very nice feature, which is a review cursor mode, so that you can actually move through all the elements of the screen with the focus of Mobile Speak, even the soft keys and the title of the window. So that's, we're very happy to have released this new version. One of the other big highlights is that it supports the latest Nokia email, let's say, that was not supported on previous phone, and that's a big improvement. You can go through the inbox, and if a message is not read, it's going to tell you unread message. If you open the message, you can use all the reading comments of Mobile Speak, and you can navigate through the email per word, per sentence, per paragraph. So that's been a very big development effort that we made, but now the Nokia email application is very, very fully compatible with Mobile Speak, and we're very happy with that.
Does this support any of these phones you mentioned, or they use a touch screen?
Actually, all the Nokia Symbian 3 have a touch screen. The Nokia E7 is the only one with a physical QWERTY keyboard, but they all have a touch screen, and quite big touch screen. They're very nice and very sensitive. It seems that Nokia doesn't release any more non-touchscreen phone. I think the last one which been released was the Nokia C5 1 year ago in March 2010, and since then, only touchscreen.
So you feel comfortable you can do everything on the touchscreen, or would you lean people toward the E7 for the QWERTY keyboard?
You can do everything with the touchscreen, and it is actually very intuitive with Mobile Speak, because we have those two virtual touch modes, which is the keypad mode and the joystick mode. And with the keypad mode, what we do is that we create virtually a keypad touchscreen. On the screen, it is divided 12 virtual keys. On the top, you have 1, 2, 3, underneath 4, 5, 6, underneath 7, 8, 9, and then asterisk, 0, and hash. And if you want to write to input text, which is one of the most challenging thing to do for our users, you go, for example, you triple tap on the virtual key 2, which is at the top of the screen at the middle, and it's going to be A, B, C. So if you are a traditional user of a Symbian phone with a physical keypad, you would actually do exactly the same with the touchscreen, but in a virtual way. So you can really do everything with the touchscreen. The thing that we noticed with some of the new Symbian 3 devices is that they have less and less keys, obviously, apart from the E7, but you don't have a dial key and an hang-up key, for example. So that was another challenge, but we create new gestures, very easy to hang up and answer a call. So you can do everything with a touchscreen. Now, it is true that if you want to write a lot, for everyone, it's always a bit easier to write with a physical keyboard, but it's not an obligation.
Okay, are there any benefits to those of us who maybe have something older, like an N82 or N86, or these enhancements to 5.0 pretty much for the Symbian 3?
The improvements are also for previous version of the Nokia devices, like the Nokia email, which was not supported on many of the latest devices. And also the review cursor mode, which is also available for all the devices.
I definitely want to get to, even though it's not out yet, your TV Speak.
Yeah, TV Speak is a great product. It's not yet launched. We're still working on making the ASTC TV protocol, which is the US TV protocol, compatible with TV Speak. But that's an application that you actually install on a PC. And you have to plug with a USB TV tuner to get the TV signal to your computer. And then you can control your TV in a very, very accessible way. You can move, obviously, from one channel to another, but you can look at the EPG, the guide program. You can know which program is currently on. You can look for the next program. And it's really an easy way to control your TV. First release it in Spain. We designed the product in collaboration with ONCE, the Spanish Association for the Blind, and it is available in France and in Germany, and very soon in the US.
Very soon. Okay. Do we know the price point for it?
We don't know yet. We first try to get the version stabilized as much as we can, and then we will release the price point.
With any of these, you'll have to work with particular TV devices like USB. Avermedia was one. Hopage, I think, were two companies I saw mentioned on your website. So people have to make sure it matches. They have hardware to go along with it.
Yeah, it should actually work with all the USB TV tuner, but we didn't try all the devices that are available on the market. The one which are more responsive are definitely the one from Avermedia and Opage, but it should work with any devices. The important thing is that you need a Windows PC.
So just briefly mention for anyone who maybe hasn't listened to Tech Chat 93, we encourage you to do so. We spoke for a whole 90 minutes talking about your mobile accessibility for Android.
We just released mobile accessibility for Android. This is two products in one. On one side, it is a suite of 10 accessible applications, SMS, contact, email, web, phone, etc., so that we design a special user interface and all the visual information is spoken by the Nuance Vocalizer voice synthesis. And if you get outside of the suite, you still have a screen reader component that we created, so you can still navigate the Android standard interface. But everything inside the suite, it's much more accessible because it depends on our own accessible framework. And for example, you have touchscreen support. You can just explore the screen with your finger, and mobile accessibility will tell you what is under. Then you double tap and you activate the element, for example.
Thank you very much, Caroline.
Thank you, Michael.
Live from CSUN 2011 in San Diego for CyberTalk, this is Michael Off.